I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Bloomington Playwrights Project and IU take us back to the newspaper wars of the 40s, when male reporters were gentlemen and the females were newspaper gals, with a show called Front Page Flow. The musical has a book by Larry Cass, Sarah Cass, and George Penny. Larry's contributed the music and the lyrics. George Penny directs, Sarah's the executive producer, and the music director is Terry LaBolt. Our guests, director George Penny, and Claire Logan, who plays Flo. George, who are the Casses, and how did you meet them, and how did this work?
The Casses are two amazing people with hearts of gold. I was asked several years ago to direct and choreograph a production called Tuning In, and that was our first collaboration together, and the University of Akron produced it. We got along famously and had a great time. The musical was an incredible success. And then they came up with another musical, and then I somehow started writing with them, and it just grew and grew as our friendship blossomed, our artistic life together blossomed as well. And so it's coming out of Hinckley, Ohio, is Front Page Flow.
Now, Larry is he's a doctor, but he's also an organ enthusiast, does an organ program for the local radio station, has an organ in his home, a person who really loves this particular period of music.
Absolutely. He writes in the style of George Gershwin, Cole Porter, the Great American Songbook, with incredibly witty lyrics. And his melodies, you go out of the theater singing them, literally singing them. They are so catchy. And that's such a pleasure to hear that again. And he's incredible, and he's prolific. He has probably written well close to 200 songs for this particular production. We're not doing all of them. Maybe 12.
One of the persons singing those songs is Claire Logan. Claire, your character Flo, a spirited woman trying to get that big story in what was very much a man's world. Tell us a little bit about this lady.
Yeah, I really have enjoyed exploring Flo because she's strong, but she's willing to collaborate with her fellow male reporters and bosses, but she doesn't take any
guff.
Yes, she's relaxed and she's very collaborative, but she's strong. And when she has thoughts that could unravel into something more, the Russian espionage within the newsroom.
Russian in
yes.
the 1940s?
Oh, right. Who would have thought?
This was hysterical. We started writing this a couple of years ago, and I couldn't believe that when I pick up the paper, here are the Russians invading our media, and the central to the plot of ours is the Russians invade the newspapers of New York.
Claire, in addition to being an actor, you're also a dancer and a choreographer. Tell us a little bit about your own dance background.
I've been dancing since I was 3. That's how I started to get into theater. My dance studio at home was really about presentational theater dance. And after getting involved with theaters in St. Louis, it just kind of started there in high school. And dancing was my main focus until I got to college when I started voice lessons and acting.
Putting the package together.
Yeah, that's right.
And tap dance is going to return to the stage of the Bloomington Playwrights Project.
Yes, that has been a joy because the entire cast has at least some experience in tap and others years of tap. And so we've really been able to collaborate with everyone. And the way that we have done tap is more of a form of expression of the characters and big stories that they're trying to get through tap. It's a cool concept that I don't think Bloomington is quite used to seeing.
What shows have we seen you in recently?
Most recently, I was in The Drowsy Chaperone with IU mm-hmm. as Janet Vandegraaff. That was a trip. George was our man in chair, so that was really cool to be able to work with a teacher of mine and, you know, a mentor.
George, you've said that this show evokes the golden age of musicals. What do you think about the 21st century audience and that golden age? Do you think this is something that we're kind of hungering for?
I think we go back and forth with it, with our love of the golden age. I get so passionate about it that it hits your heart, not only with the thoughts, the music itself. It is so warm. It's like a big hug.
George Penny and Claire Logan from the BPP-IU collaborative musical Front Page Flow, December 1st, 2nd, 7th through the 9th, and the 14th through the 16th. in what promises, by the way, to be another sold-out run at the Ted Jones Theater on 9th Street. I'm George Walker.